a good death needs three things. It needs equipment, it needs medication, and it needs the staff to administer it. Do you have enough syringe drivers in the NHS to deliver medications to keep people comfortable when they're passing away?
Yes, we do.
He was awake at the time, but upon going in that room, he was sedated with midazolam and given morphine. I never woke up.
And I said, but you're like putting her down like a dog. I said, it's like what they do in Switzerland. Oh no, we don't do anything like that. It's nothing. And he asked, when are you thinking of doing this then? And he didn't answer, and he was all like hands and talking. And then my brother asked, still didn't answer. And then I said, but when? And he went, tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
And even the consultant said to us, it comes from above. What we do in here is all protocol. It's not a normal passing. You know, I can't accept it. Because it's just, you feel something, don't you? You know that something was wrong.
I ran over and I kissed her. And the paramedic said, you can't do that. And I just turned around and I said, that's my mum.
Euthanatos comes from a Greek word, right? Euthanatos is the Greek word, which it does not mean good death, it means easy death. Mm. And you can go back to the 2nd century in Suetonius. The first description known is of August Caesar, the emperor, dying, and Suetonius described it as he was blessed with an easy death because he died naturally at the age of 75.
And use the word euthanatos for that?
Yes, and it's been bastardized ever since and taken over by eugenicists who want to use that word as a cover-up for execution. If you slow somebody's breathing down, this is another myth with the doctors, or even the pathologists, they'll say, oh, but there's fluid on the lung. Well, if you can't breathe, you can't respire, you can't get rid of the fluid. Mm. A lot of what we breathe out includes water. If you slow the breathing down, you build up fluid on the lungs. That's not the same as pneumonia. Yes, and you've just said it, and it fits in with the air hunger. So it's like a fish out of water, and that's a horrible way to... The idea that this is a good death is a myth that needs to be dispelled. Mm. It's not a good death to be given these drugs.
Did you notice a lack of eye contact? A lot of
yes.
people have said
yes.
they can't look you in the eye.
No. My girlfriend said that. She said, have you noticed in here they won't look you in the eye? I said, no. I said, it's very strange. It was a very strange environment.
It's the needlessness about it. It's the avoidable deaths. They're not natural deaths.
It's not a normal passing. You know, I can't accept it.
They shouldn't play God. They'd have no right to decide whether someone should live or die. You know, if you die, you die. You don't die because someone's helped you along. You know, isn't that murder?